I stuck with the Detroit and ended up there, Steve. And so I drove his car, his own car, up, I think it was the Page, up Detroit there, I took his sister-in-law home, his wife, their house, and that next morning, I was waiting on Jack, see, there at the Norton Hotel, and I was watching some big red-headed policeman working traffic. So finally he walked over there to me and he says, where are you from? I said, what do you mean? He said, I know you're a policeman. You wouldn't be watching me this way. I said, yeah, I like seeing some other policeman work. So he says, from Marion? I said, yes, from Marion. Oh, he reached in and inside Coach Pot and he had one of those pictures.
No kidding.
Yeah, somebody way up to Detroit there showed him one of those pictures.
When was that?
Oh, that was several months after the actual happening.
Let me ask you if this sounds right. The day shift would have been Tea Garden, captain of day shift, Everhart, lieutenant, Hennigan, sergeant, Cox, east side of the square, Elmer Smith, west side, Whiteman, post office, Frank Schaefer, 10th Street.
Jim 4 and Shaver worked 5 and 6. That was
Charles Truax and John Shell. What was that?
Charles Rosencrantz, South Marion.
South Marion.
Chester Marley, driver.
Yeah, patrol.
Leslie Pattison, relief.
That's right.
Volney Edwards, humane officer.
He's a humane officer.
Mosley and Owings, designated as on vacation.
Yeah.
Night shift would have been Truex, Andrews, Brandon, Belleville, east side of the square, Peterson, west side of the square, Frank Neely, post office, Harley Burden, 10th Street, Bowles, South Marion, Shell, driver, Bright, patrol, Frank Parker, relief. Does that sound about right? Did you say something about the precincts there? Did you say something?
Districts.
All right, hold on just a minute. Okay.
They were the districts, see.
What were the districts?
Well, around the post office you have there.
Well, let's start up at the top. What about the east side of the square? What
east was side of the square, that was the one.
West side?
Two.
Post office?
Two, three, and four. Took him all around outside of the square. Outside of the square.
Well, 10th Street was what?
That's 5 and 6.
South Marion.
That was 8.
Okay. Is that all the precincts are work?
No. Okay. There's one at the Pennsylvania Railroad Station where it is there. That was 7.
Let me ask you something. At this time, the police headquarters was up in the old City Hall, right?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Where it is today. We'd moved from the old building to the new building, see, at that point.
What year was that when you moved
in? That was in 30, but we'd already had it moved in then.
Now, let me ask you, did you ever hear anything about there being a master switch, electric switch, someplace in the police station that turned the lights on and off on the circle or on the square?
On the square, sure.
Was there one there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have anybody ever say that that thing was thrown off on the night of this lynching?
I never heard of that.
But there was a switch there?
There was. Yeah. There's a switch up in the headquarters there that you, if you wanted a patrolman that's on one side of the square or the other, or two, three, and four, you put the lights on, so here they're supposed to make an answer right away.
Was that light on a box? Or was it a street light?
A street light.
It was a street light, huh?
It's not, no, it's on the traffic light, traffic control light, see? It's above it, see?
So if you flipped that on, they meant that they needed them.
That's right. They were supposed to call the station at once.
Now, what did you do on your normal patrol? You just walked around and did certain things, is that right? Or you just checked, or you just...
At that time?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was a motorcycle patrol.
You're a motorcycle patrol?
Yeah.
How many motorcycles did you have?
Me.
You were...
I was traffic department.
So you rode around on the sickle and just kind of checked the traffic, or you had the precinct to cover too?
No, not then. At this particular time, we sure, we only had 28 men, see? And the chief wanted me to work vacation up there on the square, see?
I see. Who were the other motorcycle? You're the only one on both shifts. Okay, I need to, if you can tell me a little bit, there's names of some people here that you might recognize, and you can just give me a kind of a, did you know Mary Ball? Did you ever see Mary Ball?
Oh, yeah. Any of the policemen knew her because she was no good.
Oh, is that right?
Well, she wasn't worth the powder to take below that. They shot the wrong person. They shot Dieter.
Well, what, you mean she had a bad reputation, eh?
Yeah, Ring, her father's name was Ring, wasn't it? Ring Ball?
Hoot.
Hoot Ball, that's right. Hoot.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, I don't remember. I don't think he ever done a whole lot of anything.
She had an uncle that was Frank's, or Hoot's brother. Did you ever know him?
Practically knew everybody in Marion at the time.
He lived out in Bucktown too. What do you know about her? What was the general rumor about her?
We just had her listed as a, you might say, as a prostitute. Incorrigible, we'll say, not a prostitute.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any rumors about her modus operandi, or that she was involved with people with robberies before?
No, I didn't.
Do you have any reason to believe that she might have been working with these three black fellows in these robberies?
I never heard of that. No.
Okay. All right. I ever talked to a man by the name of Arthur Bonner, B-A-U-N-E-R, who was an investigator from the Attorney General's office. Did you ever see him or talk with him that you know of following the lynching?
Probably I've talked to him, but I don't recall.
Did you know a fellow by the name of Charles Belleville?
Oh, Charles. Worked with him, not of me.
Okay, why would he have been a grand jury witness?
I don't know why he would have been, because he's a policeman, see.
Was he in on an arrest or something during this time, do you know? What?
I don't recall just who was on the. Well, I was, because he used to work around the square there. So.
What kind of fellow was he? Big, small, medium?
Oh, he was a medium built fellow.
Any particular thing about him that was distinguishable? Do you remember?
He's a good officer.
Good officer?
One of the best.
Did you know a fellow by the name of Robert Bashar? Or Bashar?
Robert Bashar?
He was a defendant. They accused him later on of being in on this lynching. He's supposed to have owned a pool room or a grocery store or something.
Sure.
He was a Syrian, apparently.
Syrian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I knew him, sure. Sure, I knew him well.
Was he a store owner of some kind?
Yeah,
or?
He had a pool room on the on the 4th Street there on the north side of the street. Of course, it's torn down now.
You know what it was called by any chance?
Just a pool, be sure.
Just a pool room?
He had a nickname. I forget what it was. I know he had the pool room there. He bought it off of a fellow named Spencer. He rented there for a while. He rented until he died.
Was he, did you ever have any trouble over there, that pool room, or no problem? Okay. Did you ever know a fellow by the name of Albert Blair owned a filling station out on the west side?
I probably knew him. I can't place by name.
Did you ever know anyone by the name of Philip Boyd?
Oh, yeah, Phil Boyd. Sure. Good friend of mine.
Okay.
Well, now there's two Philip Boyd.
Yeah, that's right. There is.
This would be a white one.
You have one in court.
Well, and he's talking about Phil. He's in the post office.
Yeah, in the post office.
What do you know about him?
Well, he's 8-1. He ran for
he ran on ticket. Okay, do you know Frank Brandon?
I worked for him for years.
Did you?
He's chief of police.
What kind of guy was he? Tough cookie, wasn't he?
Yes, he's tough cookie and then no better fellow in the world on police work than he was.
Let's see, a big man, small man?
Oh, he's a big man.
Big man?
Taller than I am, I think. Skinny, we call him. Skinny Brandon.
Skinny Brandon?
Yeah. That was his nickname. Everybody knew him as Skinny Brandon.
What about Drysdale Brandon?
Drysdale? Mm-hmm. He's the editor of the Chronicle, Reader Tribune.
What did you know about him? Anything particular?
No, he's kind of a pessimist.
Hold that a minute.
Drysdale was the editor down at Chronicle Tribune.
What about Ray Bright?
Ray Bright, he was a sergeant and patrolman on the police department.
Okay.
He's dead. Deceased.
Do you know Harley Burden?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew Harley.
So he's out
in the Emory Mills.
He gave his job for a quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, he lost his job over a quarter.
Over a quarter.
Over a quarter?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? How'd that happen, Roy?
He checked the license number or the motor number on his car there, and after he got done, this fellow asked him how much he owed him. Oh, he says a quarter. This guy went right to the chief with him. Says, you charge for inspection of a motor? He said, why no? So that's part of the job. No worry. You know,
one of these guys used to pick up some cigars someplace around the square. Is this him?
That was Harley.
Did you know he did that?
Why, several of them did. He wasn't the only one.
Well, they said, a guy I talked to this morning when I mentioned his name, he said, well, he used to go in a drugstore and pick up about 3 cigars and put them in his pocket and say, I'm protecting your place.
Yeah, he did. Listen, when I first went on the police department, every Christmas, the first year I was on there, I took 2 bushel baskets for gifts, you know, for merchants and everybody. So it went on there a couple of years after I was on there, and the Myerses always give a $5 gift certificate, see? So Harley takes his in there, and he won the best watch they had, see? for that ticket. Well, they said that's for only for a $5 gift. Well, Harley said, my gosh, he said, I protect you guys around here. And they said, you don't even work on this district. And he said, well, he said, I will, and I won't think twice about protecting you if you don't give me that watch. They said, well, we'll give you $5 certificate, but that's it. And that put an end to our guests up there, only cigars and, you know, such stuff as that. But he killed it for us.
Harley put the hammer on him. Huh?
He really, he decked us.
He's just too greedy.
Did you know Herbert Cameron?
Herbert Cameron.
He was one of the black fellas that was involved in this thing. The one that wasn't hung.
Oh, yes.
Short one.
Yeah, I knew him. I went over to Anderson's curiosity when they had his trial over there. Yeah, I knew him. In fact, I knew all those boys.
Did you know anything particular about Cameron? Was he short, tall, short kid, wasn't he?
Average.
Not too bright.
No, I would be no person to judge that because IQ, as far as that's concerned.
Well, it indicates he wasn't. I mean, I think he was probably, he was like 15 or 16 years old, but I think he was probably partially retarded. Did you ever hear that, Henry?
In other words, he could be led by older.
Yeah, I think he was kind of taken along. Let me ask you about Jake Campbell.
Jake, he was a sheriff.
Yeah.
At the time.
What kind of guy was he?
Well, Jake was—he was on the police department for 16 years before he got to be sheriff. See.
And big guy.
Yeah, Jake.
Paunchy.
Yeah.
You wear glasses?
No, I don't believe it did until later years there when he was at out the RCA. I think he wore glasses when he had charge of the guard out there after he was sheriff.
Did you know his wife?
Yes, I knew his wife and his daughter.
Okay. His wife's name was Sarah. Is that right? Did you ever know an Everett Clark?
Everett Clark. I doubt I knew him. I can't recall him by name. So.
You knew Billy Connors.
Mm.
Okay. Did you know? Did you testify in any of these trials?
No, I had nothing to testify. There's no audit to the facts or anything.
Well, I have in my notes that you were a witness in the case against Charles Lennon.
No, that was no. I knew Charles Lennon well enough.
Taxi driver?
Yeah, taxi driver.
He was indicted in this lynching.
Yeah.
You never appeared as a witness?
No. Not to my knowledge, I didn't. Yeah, of course, that's been a few years ago.
Yeah. What kind of guy was he?
Oh, he just popper off, we'll say. He just loud mouth. That's about all. He couldn't whip an ant. He hit a fellow named Whitten, you know, over there, and knocked him in the wall and killed him, you know. Red Whitten.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you ever know a guy by the name of Asa Davis?
Asa Davis, yeah.
What did he do?
Asa Davis.
Go ahead.
Asa Davis.
Maybe played in a band?
That's right. Mm-hmm. They had an orchestra up there at the Lyric Theater at the time.
What instrument did he play, you know?
He's a teacher. His son was on the police department there for 20 years, Earl Davis. It's Asher died in Rochester.
He played trumpet,
I'm pretty sure. And he taught music up at Rochester in the Army at the time of his death. So.
1930, what was his stature? Was he a big man, small?
Yeah.
He was heavy?
Yes, he was. He was pretty robust.
What color hair did he have, you know?
I couldn't tell you that.
Okay. Getting a little picky here, all right?
Yeah,
getting a little picky.
Nothing wrong with that.
Did you know any of the Dieters?
I knew them, but I didn't. I knew the Dieters. See, I still know some Dieters. Come here and trim my pear tree. Some of the older Dieters, and of course, I wasn't personally acquainted with them. See.
Did you ever meet a William Donovan, the state police?
Donovan?
Mm-hmm.
Donovan, state policeman?
No. Okay.
He wasn't around here. Might have been out of Indianapolis there, out of the department there.
Did you ever know a guy by the name of Don Eberhardt?
Oh, yeah.
What did you know about him?
Yeah. I worked with him for years until he retired.
What kind of guy was he?
Oh, Don was all right. As far as I'm concerned, he's 100%.
Well, he was a big guy.
Yeah, he's a man.
Big man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big fella. Don, Fred Mosley and I was the one that was gassed that time there in Nichols' garage. They never knew what killed Don or killed Fred. I'm the only one of the three that wasn't affected. I was affected, of course. I was unconscious, but only one living out of the three that was in that garage that time.
What happened?
Carbon monoxide. We had the armored car in there, and they was running, and I was watching for Burger's drugstore there because they had a tip that they was going to rob it that night. A gang that was out at the leader that was floating around through here, and so I commenced getting a terrific headache, and I couldn't figure what I ate to cause it. So finally, I went over to the car there where Don and Fred, they were sitting there, the motor run, it was cold, see? And I said, one of you fellas get out and watch here. I said, I've got a terrific headache. I'll get in the back end, maybe it'll pass off, see? I had a machine gun in my hand there, and Don got out and went over there. He wasn't over there 2 minutes before he said, Coxie, Coxie. And he started for the door there. I thought they was going in the burger, see? And as he opened the door there, he just fell head first right down. And so I staggered over there and turned him over. I had strength enough to do that and prop his head on his police cap, see? And so Fred, he wiggled over there and behind Eoff's jewelry store, and Fred, or Lou Lindenmuth, and two or three was in there watching. See, that was right in front of Burger's. And Fred said there's something, I don't know whether Coxie and Don shot or not. They're laying in the street. And so they started back with Fred, and Fred fell over. So they just dragged all three of us back behind the Mickles there. There's a lot of hell over that, too. Oh, yeah. No doctor attendance, let us stay in the hospital, because that was about midnight, see? Around midnight. And there we, all three of us, laid until I come two there and looked over there, and there's Don trying to stagger up. He's so big anyway, you know, he had his knee cocked up there to get up. And so finally, When we got feeling a little better, we went up the back stairway. We knew a fellow had a room up there in the corner of the building. We hammered on the door, and he opened it, and he made us some hot coffee as fast as he could, see, to get us in us, see. So Don and I dragged Fred up the stairs with us, all we could do. And we had an awful time.
When did that happen? What year?
Well, that happened big year, remember Big Ruggles.
Yeah.
And of course they maneuvered in his place there at 4th and McClure Streets, you know, that was their headquarters. And I judge that was in maybe 34, 35, right in there. Jack was in office, you know, that year, 5 years, hold over there.
Oh, Harley Hardin?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you know about him?
Well, he'd take anything somebody'd hand to him.
He would, huh?
Yeah, rescuer. Well, you have to hand something to him, he'd take it. He goes, what? You remember him, don't you? You remember him?
Yeah.
Great big fella, yeah.
Did you ever know a guy by the name of Alonzo Hill?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you know about him?
As far as I'm concerned,
he's town marshal.
Yeah.
Out of Fairmount.
Yeah.
Big guy, little guy, medium size?
No, he's just medium size. No big fella.
Did he come in and out of here a lot or once in a while?
Yeah, they'd have customers over there in the city court once in a while.
I want to go in like a tricky dick.